Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, you and I have been doing this for a long time, and every now and then it's kind of interesting to sort of go in a slightly different direction. So when you say one thing, most people think one way, but maybe it's time to go explore the things that don't always immediately come to mind.
That's right. There's a lot of wines out there that are not household names, or they're not big favorites in the marketplace, but they really do deserve a lot of attention. And this next set of shows that we're going to record are going to go in that direction and talk about some wines that ordinarily don't get talked about. Let me kick off with German whites, you.
Okay.
Awfully good wine, quite often very reasonably priced. Perhaps not the most favorite things in the marketplace, but they're very, very good and very food friendly. A lot of people hear the term German whites, they think, oh, it's really sweet. Well, a lot of them are sweet, but there's also a lot are very, very dry. And a lot of people will think automatically that we're talking about Riesling.
Correct.
And 90% of the time we are. Let me talk about another grape from my first bottle. It's a grape called Scheurebe. And this is from Paul Anhauser. It says Kreuznach nahe Scheurebe. From 2018. That
Can
was
you
a mouthful.
Say that 10 times really fast?
I doubt it. This goes for about $12 a bottle. Scheurebe is a cross between Riesling and an unknown wild grape. And the family resemblance with Riesling is very marked. It's very aromatic, very spicy. It wants to be on the sweeter side, perhaps. And this example from Paul Anhauser seems to be textbook. The aroma is very full, and it features honeysuckle, orange peel, and spring flowers. And the wine is ultra clean on the palate, smooth and crystalline. It's really nice. The flavors remind me of apricots, honey, and a touch of tangy, spicy ginger in the finish. The wine is definitely off-dry, almost sweet, but it is probably quite compatible with earthy foods that have a touch of sweetness, like anything in the neighborhood of a sweet potato, in other words.
Cool.
It'll be real good with. Let's get over to Riesling. And the next one I'm going to talk about is Guntram's Riesling from Rheinhessen 2020, $15. Rheinhessen is a region in Germany. It's been known for its industrial scale wine, if you think Blue Nun, for instance. And Guntram plays that game, and they play it pretty well. This Riesling comes in a blue bottle. It's actually a rather pretty nice semi-dry Riesling. Fresh aromatic nose features spring flowers, mineral notes, and a touch of quince. And the wine is fairly dry with bright, clean flavors. It really reminds me of, in flavors, tonic water and lime. It's a nice everyday white wine, and it's pretty good. And at $15, this is my wine value of the week. I think you're going to get a really good deal out of this one. Now let's go upscale a little bit. And this is a wine from Weingut Robert Weil. It's a Riesling Tradition from the Rheingau 2020. This is $23, a little more expensive, but it's very, very good and very classy. The Rheingau is probably Germany's most honored region, and it's home to many of its top wines. And Riesling Tradition suggests that it's going to be fairly dry. The wine, while dry, has nice fruit. There's lemon curd, ginger, and tangerine, and good acidity. So I recommend that we're going to put all of these on the website and let people go shopping for them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.